بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم السلام عليكم boys and girls This is your Masjid Quba Are you ready and tucked into bed? MashaAllah Tonight, we will inshallah have a wonderful bedtime Quran story. A wonderful bedtime Quran story. A heartwarming story to read and share. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu accepts Islam. Umar bin al-Khattab was an important man of Mecca. He was rich, he was very brave, and he was also very stubborn. At the beginning, Umar refused to accept Islam. He troubled the Muslims. He did not let them pray in peace. And he threatened to beat anybody who opposed him. People were very afraid of him. One day, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers gathered in a house to pray. Umar came to know about it. Sword in his hand, he rushed towards the house. A man saw him walking in haste and asked him, Where are you going with the sword in your hand? Umar said, I am going to kill Muhammad. He is spreading mischief among our people. The man said to Umar, If you kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his tribe will kill you. Let him be. It would be better if you saw what is happening in your own family. What is the matter with my family? Asked Umar. The man answered, Your sister and her husband have become Muslims, and you know nothing about it. Umar turned around and ran to his sister's house. He stopped outside the door and listened. He could hear somebody reading aloud. He pushed the door open and went in. Umar's sister hid the paper from which they were reading. Seeing this, Umar became so angry that he hit his sister. Then he hit his brother-in-law. He said, Have you become Muslims? They were afraid of Umar, but loved Allah best. They said, Yes, we are Muslims. We believe in Allah and His Prophet. Do what you like. When Umar saw that he had hurt his sister, he became ashamed. He said to her, Give me that paper. Let me read what is written there. He read the verses of the Quran and said, These words are truly beautiful. Lead me to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to accept Islam. After reading the Quran, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's heart became gentle and soft. Umar turned around and went to meet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to him, O Messenger of Allah, I have come to tell you that I believe in Allah. The Prophet embraced him. Thus Islam was strengthened by Umar bin al-Khattab becoming a Muslim. Subhanallah. This happened on a Friday morning. Allah can change anybody's heart. Allah gives guidance and shows the correct path to whosoever He wants. Whosoever Allah wants, He can guide. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu became a wonderful friend of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Umar did many great works and achievements in Islam. Allah chose him to spread the light of Islam. Subhanallah. What a wonderful story. So alhamdulillah, that's the end of the story. As you all very well know, that we also have bedtime stories on Fridays at 8:15 every week, inshallah. And also, for the 10 plus children over 10, we have bedtime stories on Thursday nights as well at 9 p.m. On Thursday nights, 9 p.m. for over 10s, and then on Tuesdays and Fridays at 8:15 p.m. inshallah. Now, before we finish tonight, we all know that we need to do two things every night. What's the two things we must do every night? Do you remember? Mention it to your mummies and daddies listening at home. Yes, we thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together with your mummy and daddy. Are you ready? One, two, three. Thank you, Allah. And in our beautiful Arabic language, we say, Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. Are you ready to pray that bedtime dua? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Mashallah, well done. And now we must remember to pray the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And make sure you give your mummy and daddy a nice big hug. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Join us again, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.